Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Chof Beit. We're holding right up on the first line of the daf. Now, we've been talking about the din of Aninut, Mishameto, Mutalafanam, and that such an individual is Potter, Menachriach Shma, Menatvilan, Menatvilin, and Rabbi Bon comes today to tell us a makor for that Allah. Omer Rabbi Bon, K'tiv Laban, Tizkort, Yom Tzeitach, Amir, Tzbitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha. Obviously, Kol Yamecha would have been clear that it's Yemei Chayecha. Why does it say Yemei Chayecha? Yamim Shata Osek Bem Bachayim. Velo Yamim Shata Osek Bem Bemetim. So it's stressing your involvement in life. During a period of involvement in life, that's where you're Isaac in these inyonim of Yom Tzidcha Meretz Mitzrayim, which include the mitzvahs of tefillin as well. Tadi, now in Simachot it says that even Imratzalach Mir Latzmo, as opposed to the other dinim where we had questions whether you can concentrate, Rabbi Kriyat Shema, and so on, if you want to be machmer, it's us. Ein shomimo. Ask the Gemara, why is it us? No. Is it mipnei kvodo shel meit? Because it's a bizoyan to show that you're not completely involved in the tzorchei hameit? Or is it because in reality, mishum she'en lo mishayisa masor, it's a real chashash that perhaps you won't do the job properly? The nafkamina between them, ma nafuk b'nei, my nafkamina. The nafkamina is if there's somebody else. So ayalo mishayisa masor, in temar, mipnei kvodo shel meit, then it would be awesome. If the point is that you're not showing your complete involvement, then it's awesome. But im tomar b'deshein lo mishiyisa masor, yesh lo mishiyisa masor. Obviously, if somebody's going to help you, somebody's going to help you. Okay, so says the Gemara, let's see if we can bring a proof. It's said in the Braita that he's potter minitilat lulav. Now, potter minitilat lulav means under all circumstances, even where he's certainly not involved in actual burial of a mate, because, I mean, it's Yantav, right? Assuming that it means the beginning of Yantav. And since he's clearly not going to literally do the Kvuras HaMeis, so that's the equivalent of being someone who's got somebody else to do the job for him, because basically there isn't a job. In which case, we see from here that the Ptur is because it appears that you're showing that you have other things on your mind, even though you're not going to be working for the mate. So the Gemara, no, actually, we can learn that the Braita here is talking about Chol HaMoed. So Tipater B'chol, and actually it's only because he really has a chiyuv to be kovei the mace, and that's what gives him the din of the onein. But in Achinan, if it would be on Yantav, then he would not have a din of an onein. He would be chayev and everything. So this doesn't prove anything. Okay, says the Gemara, how about from here? We have another bright that it says that Anonin is potter mitkiat shofar. I mean, so now what are you going to say? Tkiat shofar never comes out during Chol HaMoed. I got a really surprise for you. So idlach lamema b'chol? Obviously no. So therefore, we're talking about Yantav. So why is he potter if it's Yantav and he's not able to be kovei the mate? So you see that even where you have somebody else doing the job, so to speak, in this case, the iser is the equivalent to doing the job. Amar Rabbi Chanina, well, not necessarily, because even though the Maisa, he cannot be kever. But Mikivanchu Zakuklo, Lavilo Aron, Mutachrichim, Kadatanina Tamad, Makshik and Alatchum, Fakeach Liske, Akala, Valiske Ameit, Lavilo Aron, Vatachrichim, Vachalilin, Mekononot. So then it's Kami Shunno Sein Masa Ola Maisa. He gets a din of an owning because of the fact that he really is still being Osek in essence in Kfurat Ameit. Because even though he can't literally bury him today, obviously, where there's an Isser involved, but he certainly has to have his mind on seeing to it that the mate is going to be taken care of. And it says, Beferish, that you're allowed to go on Yontif, there it's starting even on Shabbos, all the way up to the edge of the Tchum. So you should be ready immediately afterwards to buy the Oran HaMeis and the Tachrichin and the Meis to arrange for people to come, to be playing music, and to be moaning and mourning and so on, as they did in those days. So that's the equivalent of the same idea as Kvura. Fine. Okay, so we don't really have a clear-cut solution to this. Me'ematai kofin et haritot. So moving on. When is the din of the Avelut begin? Now, we don't do this nowadays. One of the things that an Ovel used to do would be to turn over all of the beds in the house. And this is therefore a way of talking about, I mean, for us, turning over a bed doesn't really make very much sense. It would be turning a mattress upside down. It wouldn't be nicker. Turning a bed upside down is not a bed. And therefore, we use this only as a general question. And the question means, when does Avelut begin? Mishi etse ha-meit mi-petach ha-chatzer divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Mishi Yisateh Magole. Soon as the mate leaves the house, the chotzer of the house, says Rabbi Eliezer, the Avelim are already Osik Bat Magut. Rabbi Yeshua says only after the Kfura is completed. And so when they put up the Golel, the big Bachlok is exactly what the Golel is. But basically, it means something like the Matseva, which could be just a piece that's put on top of the Kever. Or according to Rashi, it means the actual closing of the Aron Hamid. It's not, we're not referring to a building on top of the, like we call the Matseva today. But in any event, when Rabbi Gamliel died, so given she had Sami Betach HaChatzer, so Rabbi Eliezer told the Talmid of Rabbi Gamliel, Kfuat Hamitot. It's the Avelut. Talmud is always misablon and Rav, as if it's a relative. So he told them that you already have to be kof for the mitot. Ukishinistan hagolel, Amar Rabbi Yeshua to them, kofu et hamitot. So they told Rabbi Yeshua, we already did. Because basically, Rabbi Eliezer had already told us before, on our way out of the house, that we should be kof for the mitot. Erev Shabbat, who's okay for mitato, since it's osir, to be noig avelos before Asi on Shabbos, so he puts the bed back up, and b'motzei Shabbat he goes back and puts it back down. Okay, says the Gemara, what about a dargash? So a dargash in a house of an avel is niskefet, basically on its side, which would leave the other sides in the air, and you put it up against a wall, but you don't turn it upside down. Ve'inan nichbet. So the Braita is telling us that a dargash was basically a portable bed, which it's like one of these army cots. So you stick the sides into the two edges, and that you hold that holds it apart, and a leather base that you can sleep on, or today they make it of canvas, obviously, is connected to the sides, and you can't just put it on its other side, because then you ruin the leather. The leather can't be exposed to damp. So therefore, what you should do is, you could set it up in such a way that the 2 feet are what's left, and the rest of it is on, basically up against a wall. But you don't turn it upside down. Because according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Shomet kalbin trinshala, you take off the straps that hold the leather up against the side, and that's all you need to do. V'dayo, no more, you don't have to actually put it up against the edge of the wall. It's enough just to show that you basically are not going to be using it. And the Gemara talks about a case of a mita which has a canopy. So Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbi Yossi says, a mita shenakliteo olim v'yordin ba. What are you supposed to do over there? You have a canopy on it, and you've got these nakliteo mita, which are canopy supports. So what you do is these are sort of plug-in pieces of wood that are on the headboard and on the footboard, and then the piece goes across and supports, like a little tent, the canopy. So all you need to do is you take them out of the plug, and then that's all, because then you don't have to, you're shom tan. And dayo, there's no need to do any more than that. You just take off the piece that's holding up the whole thing, and that's the same thing as turning the bed upside down, because you know, obviously can't use it the way you normally would. Ezoi mita vezohu dargash. What exactly defines the difference between a bed and a dargash? Am Reb Yirmiyah Kosha misargin agufa zoi mita. Where the straps, and this they used to use straps all the time, going around the edges, and that would be what supported the sleeper, whether you put a mattress on it or not. It's like basically would go around the wood and support it going from side to side. So where you actually do it around the frame, that's considered to be a mita. But where you don't do it around the frame, instead what you do is you put little holes in the side, and there's pieces that go through the holes that are actually attached to the leather, and that stretch the leather across. And that way the wood, you always can see, you just have these little strings inside going from hole to hole in the wood. That's a dargash. Ask the Gemara, what? Vatanino, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah in Kalim, what is considered to be the Gemar Malacha, a mita and an arisa, which is a child's crib, is mishia shufim. It's when you rub down with what they had in those days instead of sandpaper, was bo'or hadak. Remember, they had like a shark skin that would give it a shine, and is very, very coarse. And if it's misareg agufa, if it's a normal misareg agufa, the way Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, how in the world would you waste your time rubbing something down which is going to be covered by the pieces that you're going to be putting across? across the frame of the bed. It makes no sense. Why would you do it? Lays of the Varushafa. Why are you rubbing it down? This is a heck of a lot of work to actually sandpaper it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tipator, Be'ilan Asata Kisiriata. We're talking about the Caesarian cribs or beds. The Itlu Nikabim, those kind of beds indeed are similar to the Dargash. And they have holes to put the threaded strings through. Where do we get the idea that there is such a thing as Kviyat Amita at all, as the Gemara? Minayin le Kviyat Amita. So Rabbi Krisvam says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, when it says that the horrible things happened to Yov and that he went into mourning, so it says, Vayeshuito la Aretz. Doesn't say Al Aretz, right? It says, Vayeshuito la Aretz. They sat with him to the ground, which is Mashma, that they were sitting on something that was next to the ground. The normal bed is not on the ground, but it's upside down in a way that brings you close to the ground. So from here you see that the other would have an upside down bed. Bar Kapora Amar, Ikunina Katova Yali Betov Petra. You know, I had a Tselem Elokim in your house, and Geramtani Lechofafa, because of your sins, I had to be mahapech my bed, so to speak, my mate that was in the Tzura Kevayocha of Nivra Betzalem. Because of that, it's only fitting. Afata, kfei mitatcha. V'ita mafkin mishnah. Others learn out from the word, the way that they use the word v'yichpeh, is like kfei hasar sor, which means that you should do teshuva. So you are sar sor. The yetzer that you have should be kofui to you and should be brought to teshuva. And that's the simon of kafei hamit. Rabbi Yonif, Rabbi Yossi, Tarveyon, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon, B'makish, Chadom, Rabbi Plema, U'yoshen, B'mita, Kfuya, G'dei She'en, Nor, B'layla, V'nizkar, Shu'avel. Because we want this guy not to sleep very well, to remember his avelut, and that way he'll do teshuva. V'charan, Amar, Mitoch, Shu'yoshen, Al-mita, Kfuya, U'no'er, B'layla, V'nizkar, Shu'avel. It's not that we're trying to make it hard for him to fall asleep, but we want to make it hard for him to sleep till the morning so that he wakes up in order to be bitzar. At the moment that he wakes up, he'll remember his avelut. Avel, kozman shemito mutal lefanav. Furthermore, an aval who is an oni, so the mate is still there, mutal on him to bury, he's not to be eating in front of the mate. And that was the simple meaning of the way we took the sugya. Mishameitu mutal lefanav, even though it doesn't mean literally he's in front of him. So he's ochel etzel chaveiro, he eats somewhere else. Im ein lo chaver, if he has nowhere else where he can eat, he eats in another room. Ochel bebayet acher. Im ein lo bayet acher, he makes a mechitza to be mavto between him and the mate, and he eats. Vimenu yochol lasot mechitza, hofech lekotel v'ochel, should turn his face the other way, and that way he's showing that I'm not eating in a way that it's mavaza and shows that I don't care. I'm eating because I have no choice but to nourish myself. So he's being careful to avoid insulting the mate. And a no, it was the Lashon Bavli, or lo mesa. At the time that he's eating, he doesn't lie. And he's not ochel kol tzorcho. And he's not shotei kol tzorcho. And as an onen, he's not ochel basar. He's not shotei yayin. So it shouldn't make an impact that he's ignoring the mate, but rather he's doing what is absolutely necessary. So no meat, no wine, and none of the things that he would normally do when he's relaxing. You cannot be mitzarif him to a mezumah. If he says Birkat HaMazon, the truth is he's not allowed to be mevorach because he's potter mikol mitzvah. So you don't say amen to his bracha because he's not being yotzei from a bracha, which implies that it's actually osur because there's a bracha levatala. He's not allowed to say amen to such a thing. Acherim shebirchu, other people in the room that are saying Birkat HaMazon, the onen does not say amen to them because part of the onen potter mikol mitzvot is even to say amen to say when somebody else is mevorach. Hada de tema b'chol. But this is talking about while it's during the week where he could actually be Isaac in the Kvura Tameitav, B'Shabbat. If it's on Shabbos where he cannot be Isaac in Kvura, so then he eats normally. He sits down and he's Mesap, spreads himself out on the couch, which is the way they ate in those days. V'yochel Basar, V'shote Yayin, V'ochel Kotzorcho, V'shote Kotzorcho, can eat as much as he wants. Mizam Nimalav, he's Mitzurif to Birkat Hamazon. And if he makes a bracha, Oni Macharav Amen. V'acherim Shebirchu, other people who say a bracha for him, he says Amen to them. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Ho'il v'hitartelo et kol elu, so at least chayveu b'shar kol ha-mitzvot shel ha-Torah. Because im chaye sha'ah, hitartelo, chaye olam lo kol sheken. So once you're being matir, all of these things just for the purpose, this, even though we don't have this quite as girsa, but this is the way the Mefarshim read this again. So Memela, how come you're talking about these kind of things? What about the rest of the mitzvahs? Shouldn't you be matir everything for him under these circumstances? So this is essentially a remez that he should also be chayev to sleep with his wife. That's the time in which he normally would sleep with his wife. So why is it that if he's allowed to do all these other things that he doesn't have mitzvahs? And indeed, Rav Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Yehoshua ben Levi says halachic Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which means that if he is, even though it's Dvarim Shebetzina, that the Yerushalmi is paskening, that an onlin indeed is chayiv in Dvarim Shebetzina, if it's his mitzvah, then he has to sleep with his wife on Shabbos. Okay. This lemaisa, according to this, would be a machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bava, if this is the way we learn the circuit, which not everyone agrees is how to understand the outcome here. Nimsar l'rabim. Now, once we get to the point where the mate has been given over to the Chevra Kadisha, so to speak, you know, it's wherever, whoever's taking care in that city of Kfura, so at that point, he's no longer an Oni, and as an Ovel, he is allowed to be Ochel Basar, V'shote Yayin. Furthermore, if it's Nimsar l'chatafim, if they're carrying the mitat Hamid till the Beit HaKvarot, and there's nothing left for the relatives to do, so that's the equivalent of giving it over in the first place to the Chevra Kadisha. In other words, once it's off his shoulders on whatever level that is locally, then he's already considered to be an Ovel and not an Oni. Kadamach Rabbi Yasi, when Rabbi Yasi was Nifter, Kabir Rabbi Chia Barva Aveloi, Rabbi Chia Barva was Makabal, the Avelim, meaning that he gave them what's called the Su'udah of Avra'ah. But the neighbors are the ones that are taking care of the Avelim. And what he gave them was Basar and wine. So, Aichlon Basar, Ashkiton Chamar. So you see that once it's already after the funeral, whatever point the Avelim is supposed to already be sitting at that point, there's no Isser, even the Chatchila, what they eat basar, drink wine, and so on. Kadomach Rabchia bar Avil, Akbar Rabshmul bar Yitzchak Aveloi. So again, this is a Yerushalmi Loshon, to be makabal. Poni means to give them, to be kind to them, and to give them what they need. And he gave them basar. Aichlon basar, v'ashkiton chamar. Kadomach Rabshmul bar Yitzchak. There, Kabil Rabbi Zeira Avaloi, the Avelim of Rabshmul bar Yitzchak, and he brought them to Lufchin, which is just lentils. So he did not bring all of these delicious things for them to eat. Meimar, because he said, Kamadu minhaga, I will do whatever people do around here. And in that place, the thing to give avelim was a simen of avelut, which is, as in some places, it's eggs. In that place, the minhag was adashim, which were also round, and have that same simen of avelut being a galgal in the Yoyla. Rabbi Zeira mitmach, when it came Rabbi Zira's time, Pakid Momar, so he brought together the relatives that were going to be sitting on him, and he told them that Lotika Blun Alayuma Hin Hevla. Today you should not accept Isudat Avra, and tomorrow that's when Marzachia, that's when you do Isudat Avra, and today the Yom of the Kfura is not the time to be eating your Sudat Havra'ah. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Chia, Katova, the Sofer, Rabbi Chia, had a son, Rabbi Yitzchak, and a terrible maisa happened to him. So, Matzei Ones, he became an Ovel, Ba'alon Legabei, Rabbi Menav, Rabbi Yudan, and they came to be Menachem Avelim, and they were going to be the ones who brought him the Sudat Havra'ah. They wanted to bring him something good, like, you know, wine and meat like we had. And basically, they had very good wines of Havi Chamar Tab, and they drank so much they got drunk. So Ishtin Sagi, they got Chachi. And there they were, and they were laughing and kidding around, you know, the way modern Havelim do. So L'machar, the next day, they came again, Atun, and again they wanted to bring the same high-quality stuff. He said to them, Amar Lutz, Reb Yitzchak said to them, Rabbanan, Achein Barnash Avid L'chavre, is this what it is that somebody does to his friend, to be Menachem, to get me drunk? The only thing we were missing yesterday was basically, you know, having an orchestra and doing a little bit of jig around the room, you know, which would have been really great. And maybe that's what we should do today. You know, I mean, I really don't think that your behavior is appropriate at all.